At the beginning of the lockdown, my wife, who in my, well, admittedly biased opinion, is an ace gardener, planted some potatoes in our vegetable patch. Today, with just a little trepidation, we harvested the first lot. And what we got were picture post new potatoes. It was a lovely moment. If you grew up in rural Ireland in the 1950s, as I did, the day of the first new potatoes was a really big deal. It would even be announced on the morning radio news. Often the story was at the Shelbourne Hotel, then the poshest and grandest hotel in Dublin, where incidentally a draft of the Irish Constitution was hammered out, would be serving them in its dining room. Lesser mortals, which my family definitely represented, got theirs a bit later, for my parents didn't grow vegetables. Making a fuss of the first new potatoes will seem weird to current generations, who are accustomed to having them flown in from Egypt. It's a bit like we have become accustomed to getting strawberries at all times of the year. But in 1950s Ireland, if you ate potatoes, they were definitely homegrown, and therefore there was always something special about the first meal of which they were a part. As you doubtless know, potatoes play a special role in Irish history. The potato was the plant that enabled the massive growth in the population in the early years of the 19th century, largely because it provided a way for peasants and smallholders to feed their growing families. It can't have been a great diet, but it worked in a way that no other crop could. In the process, though, large parts of rural Ireland effectively became monocultures, dependent on a single plant. And then in 1847 came the blight. Phytophthora infestans is the scientific name for it, a variety of parasitic non-photosynthetic organisms closely related to brown algae, which wiped out the crop in that and in succeeding years. The resulting famine, often known as the Great Hunger, was the most traumatic event in Irish history, the long-term cultural and other effects of which can still be seen to this day. One historian friend of mine says that one of the reasons why County Clare is such a vibrant source of folk music in comparison with some of its neighbouring counties, like Mayo, where I was born, were absolutely devastated and depopulated by it. About 1 million people died, and another 1 million emigrated, which meant that the country lost a quarter of its population and effectively became a society which, until the 1960s, had young people as its main export. So perhaps it's understandable that the day a new crop emerged healthy and edible from the earth should have been celebrated in the Ireland I grew up in. And we have a saying in Irish that is often said at that first meal with the new crop, which both marks the day and hints at the trauma of the famine. This is how it goes. Go merimish bio ar an taim seo ar is. May we all be living a year from now. And you know what? In a time of pandemic, that still makes sense.